guys, welcome back to MGM Marketabilities Podcast, where we help you learn, develop, and launch your business. And today we're going to be talking about a really cool topic that will increase your conversions by a lot. I was going to say like a certain percentage, but I honestly don't know. It depends on your market, depends on your marketing, and depends on the clientele you already have. So if you want to convert more potential customers, let me back up a little bit. Please like and follow if you like our podcasts. Obviously, you know, if this is your first one, make it to the end and then decide on if you like us. But it's not always just me. It's, we sometimes have a group of people. Sometimes we do interviews. If you'd like to be interviewed, please contact us. We would love to have you on. All right. So this one thing will help you increase conversions. So if you're getting a lot of reach, like if you're getting a lot of people, coming in, looking at your product, viewing your product, seeing what you're all about, and maybe you have some sort of lead magnet where, you know, you get them to be, instead of a cold customer, you get them to be a warm lead. But they're just not a lot, like your conversion rate is just really, really low. It's just not tipping over to that next area where you want it to where they turn into a customer and then you guys actually work together. This is going to work. Tell me. I'll tell you. So it's scarcity. So if you've never used any sort of scarcity in your business, this will help you convert people. Because here's the thing is if something is readily available to people at all times, they don't really care as much about getting it right that second or getting it the right that, you know, that week or, you know, the chance or whatever that they get. So if you can introduce some sort of scarcity to your warm leads, to your leads at all, it's just going to create this anticipation to where you have to buy it or you want to buy it because it's like, well, there's either a limited quantity or the sale or it's going away or something. So I'm going to give you guys three ways that you guys can actually do this. And depends on your business, depends on your, style of how you guys, you know, how your service does things, how you sell your product. But there's several different ways. So the first way that I find that works the best, in my opinion, is to literally only make that thing or that service or that particular thing that you're offering available for a limited amount of time. And when I say a limited amount of time, I'm talking like a week or less, 5 days really or less. Make it only available for, you know, those potential customers to have access to this because really people are going to get a little bit of FOMO, right? And, they don't want to miss out. So if you have something really great that is perfect for them and something that they can actually use and utilize to great ability, they'd be stupid to pass it up. You know, if it was like, hey, this is only available a little bit of time. It will be available again, maybe in 6 months to a year, but you'll have to wait and then you'll be behind. It just creates this mentality of like, I need to jump in now. Like maybe it's not the perfect timing for me financially, but man, like if I don't jump in now, where will I be in 6 months? And so you can use that type of scarcity to do that. And that really, really helps. Now, maybe you have a premium product or some type of product that you're releasing. And you can only release like limited quantities, that makes people go crazy. I know so many like t-shirt companies or clothing companies that, you know, they intentionally only make 100 units of that product because it creates this scarcity and then they sell out and it creates this image of their brand and their it cultivates this fan base of like, if I don't get in when it releases, then I'm not getting in at all. And so it's like, it almost makes you feel like you're a part of the club, right? If you actually get in and get the product, right? So it almost, you know, it, the exclusivity of only having, one of 100 or one of 200 or whatever it is. And you can go even further than that. So like you can say, if you're a service-based business, you know, you could say, hey, I'm going to do this with these 10 clients only and only if they jump in right now. And once the doors close, 10 or not, it's over. Like, you can't get in. I'll never do this again. Or I'm not going to do this again for like a year or two or something, whatever. And then the last one that also works really well, and especially for if you guys want to leave your product or service available at all times, you don't want to close the doors, you don't want to have a limited quantity, you don't want to shut anybody out. What works really, really well is giving them like an intro discount. So, or maybe if you're launching something new, if you're launching a new product or you're expanding your service base, you say, hey, for this week only, or these, you know, this weekend only, if you book with us or if you buy this product, it will be 40, 50% off what it will be next week, like coming, you know, Monday or whatever. Like Monday, the price goes up by this much. So you better, if you guys are interested in this, you better get it now, because the price is going to shoot up dramatically. And so that works really, really well. That works insanely well because people are thinking about it. They're like, well, I'm going to use that service or I'm going to buy that product anyway at some point, whether it's now or whether it's maybe 2 or 3 months from now, I'm going to need that. So why not just get it now, because I'm going to get it at this price. And this is just a rule of thumb. If you guys do this scarcity type of thing where you close the doors and the people can't get access to it, or if you do a limited quantity, or if you do a sale, make sure you are integral about that. Like, don't like extend the sale one more day or whatever. Like, shut the doors. Like, do what you say you're gonna do, so that people take you seriously when you say, hey, when the doors shut, the doors freaking shut, and you are not getting that deal anymore. And if you want some sort of deal, you're gonna have to wait. You have to wait until we do it again. And for some companies, that's like a Black Friday thing. Like, they only do those crazy sales on Black Friday. And so you would have to wait a whole nother year. And no one wants to do that. No one, I can tell you, I can confidently tell you, no one wants that. Especially in the society that we're in today, doing some sort of scarcity thing within your sales, within your marketing, it's a big deal. It helps build revenue. People are, you know, we're so Amazon, right? Like 2-day shipping, 1-day shipping. We're so used to that now. And so if something goes away, like people don't like that. Like they feel like they missed out. And so this is a huge deal. And then, so say maybe it's not a launch or whatever. This is tailing off number three. If it's not a launch, and if it's something more like a, you know, a product that you have available all the time, but say, you know, someone opts in and they become a new lead, maybe be like, if you know, do it in your automation software, or you send them an email or whatever, and just be like, hey, you know, we saw that you're new. Here is a 20% off. It's good for the next 5 days. You know, if you want to use it, otherwise the price goes up to this or whatever. So that's another way you can use it, where it's like the product's already there, but they haven't, you know, they weren't around during the launch. So it's like, you still want to give them something that to where you can create some anticipation, some scarcity, some, you know, be like, oh, I don't want to miss out on saving 20% on this, you know? So that is always a big deal. Like, that's why if you go to any website, like clothing website or whatever, there's always like a banner ad that pops up and it's like, hey, get 10% off your order, or 15% off your order, or get free shipping, or something like that, because they want you to order and they want you to feel like, oh, this is only, you know, happening now or whatever. And that is, so if you go into like any clothing store as well, it's like, you'll see like, a, you know, site-wide sale, limited time only, but limited, what does limited time mean to them? You know, that's why they do that, because they're like, well, if you don't get in on it now, the price is going to shoot up and then it's going to be, terrible, and you're going to be mad and you're going to be upset with yourself. But most of the time, those companies aren't actually increasing the prices. They're going to keep them the same, but don't be like that. Have integrity, raise the price once you're done, because in all honesty, the price that you originally set is probably what you're worth or what your product is worth. And so ideally people should be buying at that price, but it's okay to like give people a discount, give them some, in, you know, a reason to buy, another reason to buy. Cause it's like, they already have all these reasons. And sometimes that last one of being like, it's, you know, it's up in a few days, or it's going to be gone because there's only a few You know, there's only so many available, or the sale is going to end. If you just give them that one last reason why they should purchase from you and why they should use you, it's a good tipping point for people for sure. So utilize that in your business somehow. You don't have to do all three. You don't have to do two of them. If I were you, I'd just do one. I'd try to pick one, maybe just next time you launch something, or if you have an existing product already out, try that on your existing product. Just be like, hey, here's 10% off, and it's good for 5 days if you decide to, go with us. So hope that helped, guys. That's all I have for today. Very short podcast. I just want to say that we love you. We appreciate you. Please like and subscribe on YouTube. And if there's any other topics that you guys want us to discuss or what you want me to talk about, I will happily do that. Just leave a comment down below or send us a DM on Instagram and Facebook. And also, we are a full-fledged marketing agency. So say you are running things for your business and you are like, man, I'm a little lost in this marketing thing. I don't want to deal with it. I'm tired of it. Well, just give us a call. Go to growingmediamarketing.com. Send us a message. We would love to dive in and see how we can help you, how we can work together so that you can make more money. Because that's ultimately what we're here for, is to help you make more money. All right, guys. We'll see you next week.